to Americana with your hosts,
Benzie and Wilkes.
Thanks for tuning in. Americana listeners, how are you guys? Hello, Wilkie.
Hi, Benzie.
How are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Are you enjoying your smoothie?
I am. I'm having a mango smoothie.
Made by?
Leo.
Leo. He's my little cousin and he's wonderful. Her husband.
You guys met him?
Yes. On a couple episodes ago. Mm-hmm. On our 10th anniversary. Mm-mm. That would have been amazing if we have 10 years of podcast.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome. Pretty cool.
One day, you guys. You guys, again, you guys are our day ones. You'll be here to witness it.
And I'm gonna say sorry about my voice because I feel like I'm losing it. Mm-hmm. Or like it comes and goes a little bit. It's been happening this whole week so far, so kind of like annoying.
So it's been a little bit since we've had the opportunity to connect with our listeners because we didn't post last week. And the reason we didn't post it was because I was in Miami. So I was visiting.
Yeah, of course, as always, left me behind.
Oh, man. I went to visit my cousin. I love her to pieces, but it wasn't like you would have missed out on much. We literally were just studying. So we're back in full swing this week with a new post for you guys. So, Wilkes, tell me about your weekend.
So this weekend was pretty fun. We were grown-ups and we went out to dinner.
Oh, where'd you go?
With a few of our couple. It was like a 3-4 couples went out to dinner, and we went to a really good restaurant that I recommend. It's a little shishi. Kappa in the Four Seasons in the Disney Resort area.
Okay.
Yeah, we did that, and then
sometimes
Sunday,
you need a shishi kind of restaurant.
Yeah, it was very like it's a Spanish tapa style, like steakhouse.
Was it like a ceviche?
Kind of like a ceviche, but a little bit more steak. So it's like a ceviche and the knife.
Oh, the knife. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's okay. So for those of you who might not know, the knife is near International Drive, and it's similar to like a Texas Day Brazil, where it's like a Brazilian steakhouse, like unlimited for a certain like fixed price.
I mean, here it's not unlimited. There's on the menu. I took a picture so I could post it on our Instagram because there was a steak that was like $120.
Oh my, that's the entire cow.
Yeah.
How much and was it? The weight, do you know how many ounces?
I think it was like 16 or something like that. And then it's like, you know, you just get the steak.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to order
you
size.
You have to order everything. Oh my goodness.
So I was like, wow, that's not what we got.
It's fucking
basic. That's not what we got at all. But we did get really good food, so it was really fun. And then Sunday was kind of just our chill day. Watch Game of Thrones because that's what Sundays are made for.
You know, I don't watch Game of Thrones, but everybody loves it so much that I feel like I'm missing out
on
like a whole culture.
Completely.
It's kind of like when people don't read or watch Harry Potter, I'm like, you can't understand half the internet. Like, half the internet is Harry Potter jokes and paraphernalia.
Well, I think now everything is like Khaleesi and Jon Snow and you know nothing Jon Snow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even watch a show and I know exactly what you know nothing Jon Snow.
So it's like a lot of
so I might have to get in on that.
You do. It's really great. It's really great.
Is it always like on the opposite season of The Walking Dead?
You know, I never noticed before, but I think so. I think it's always been, yeah, because I remember it. Season finale is usually last year it ended in July, I think, and then Walking Dead comes out. You know, like
usually October.
Yeah, so Fear is still going on. Who knows? I haven't watched that since Game of Thrones started.
Fear is meant. I mean, some people that
have you
watch,
kept watching
no,
it?
No, I haven't because now like my Sundays are free, quote unquote. Because before it's like I don't care who is getting married or what. Like I am not missing Walking Dead.
Yeah,
I'm lucky that I can just record it and watch it the next day. But it's not the same.
Yeah.
But the Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yeah, no. So with this, I'd never noticed before, but I think it is because otherwise, I wouldn't watch Walking Dead. I'd definitely watch Game of Thrones instead.
Over The Walking Dead?
Heck yeah.
I love The Walking
Dead.
Like,
the story is just so much, like, so intricate. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Oh my gosh.
A friend of mine literally quoted, he said it's the best thing to happen to television.
It really is.
And I'm just like, dang. Like, and I started reading the books years ago, back when I had a job that I can just sit and read the whole time.
The books are.
But I was so involved that I kind of stopped after like chapter 6. I was like, this is too much.
My brother read the books. And
is he a reader?
Yeah, he's a reader. Okay. And he read them before, like, you know, way before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would tell me, like, oh, my God, you should read this book. You should read this book. And I never really, like, paid attention to him. But so the one time I went to him and I was like, oh, my God, Game of Thrones. And he's like, oh, okay. That's the book I was telling you to read, you know, years ago. And I'm like, oh, dang, I should have, you know, paid attention. I know. So he's really good because he knows a lot of spoilers because he's a reader. And so, like, I would call, like, in the other seasons, I'd call him and we'd kind of, like, talk about the show. And he's like, okay, well, I'm not going to tell you anymore because...
You don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, so I'd be like, okay, bye, bye, bye.
But you said that you like to have, like, sometimes you like spoilers.
Not all the time. Like, I like to have my own theories, and I'll run them by him, and he'll be like, okay, that's possible. And that's when I'm just like, okay, yes. I'm onto something. Yes. I know something. Yeah. So whenever I tell him something, he's like, it's possible. I think you're onto something. And I'm like, all right, that's all I need to know. Don't tell me anything else.
Well, that's how I feel about The Walking Dead. Like, I haven't read the comic books, but I like looking to see what happens in the comic books. And the reason I like those quote-unquote spoilers, and I keep doing bunny ears, but you guys can't see me.
Yeah.
And it's because the show has shown that it's not going to be exactly like the comic books. So I like to be like, oh, so in the comic books, this is what happens. But in the show, that can no longer happen because this character is different and blah, 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 blah. So that's why I think it's interesting. But otherwise, I would not want anyone to tell me. No. Unless it's like, are they going to die? Just tell me. Are they going to die? Just tell me.
Yeah, no, I can't do that because I want to be, like, it's funny because in the show, I'll react. And Leo is, like, so, like, and I'm over, and I'm over here like, yes, oh my God. Or I'm just like, no. Or I'll cry. And he's just like, it's a show, you know. And I'm like, I know, but it's so good. Like, you really hate the characters. You really love them. It's really good. It's good
writing. Did you hear that the girl, is it Arya Stark?
Arya Stark.
That the girl who plays her, she made like a competition on Twitter. Did you see that?
No.
So it was really cool. Like during the premiere of this season, she was like, hey, let me know if you're having a Game of Thrones watching party and I'll send some goodies your way. And so she selected like a random group of people and she didn't tell them that the goodies was her bringing snacks.
Oh my God.
And so she shows up and everybody's flipping out and they like decorated, they happened to have decorated the house and like had certain like snacks.
That's
that were
crazy.
So she's there and they're like, oh my God, we're watching the Game of Thrones, you know, the season premiere with Arya Stark.
That's awesome.
I was like, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. But what did you do this weekend?
Well, this weekend was actually really fun. I had a really weird night on Friday. I got home and by 8 p.m. I was in bed, which I haven't done in years.
Those are the best nights. You had a raging Friday, is what you're saying.
Yes, that's what it means to be in your 20s on a Friday. You go to bed at 8 yet. But then I woke up like at 1 in the morning, couldn't go back to sleep till like 5. So I like watched I was behind on some shows on my DVR. And I read a little bit, and I was like, whatever. But then on Saturday, I met up with some coworkers. We went to Rocco's Tacos.
Okay,
which was really fun. And then Sunday, I celebrated my brother's birthday. So
nice.
Sundays have really become, like, family day for me.
Yeah, Sunday's always been, like, my favorite day. Mm-hmm. Always.
It just feels different than every other day. Like, you're just trudging along, and then here comes Sunday, and you're like, what a nice...
It's, like, such a nice break. I don't know. I just really love Sundays.
There was a phrase that says, a Sunday well spent brings a week of content.
That's a good way to look at it. Mm-hmm. So let's go to our rumor rundown.
Ooh, what you got for me? I only have one little rumor rundown.
So we'll save yours.
For the very end.
See you again.
Wrap it up with
I'm kidding. Because I have a couple. I have, obviously, let's start with sports and we'll talk Steph Curry. Or... Chef Curry.
With the shot boy?
Mm-hmm. He is back-to-back MVP.
Nice.
And this time, he was unanimously voted in, and everyone voted for Steph Curry, and that's the first time that's ever happened, to have a unanimously voted MVP.
Twice in a row or ever?
No. Like, this has its own feat, like her, you know...
Whether he had done it before or not.
Yeah, him being unanimously voted. So there's like 128 votes given to people.
Oh my gosh.
And they all voted for him.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm not even like a huge sports follower.
Yep. So then I have also Eva Mendez. You know, last time we spoke to you guys, we announced her pregnancy. But news to us. She had already given birth.
Oh, by the time she announced the pregnancy?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, talk
but
about...
how do people keep that under wraps?
You know what? Good for them. Good for them. Because at least there's celebrities. Like, I really look up to, or I respect the celebrities who, mm-hmm. like, try to hide their kids' identity, mm-hmm. or, like, don't, like, put them out there, you know.
Well, Adele does that. Like, it's hard to find a picture of her son. Because she always makes it a point to cover him, put a hat on him.
Yep. Dax Shepard.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't. And
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell, yep. Mm-hmm. They don't. Ashton Kutcher, they're the funniest because he'll put like a bunch of babies up, mm-hmm. and then it'll be like, happy birthday or something. And it's like, we have to figure out which one is his kid. And so.
They're so cute together. I love him.
And Mila Kunis. Like, I really respect that. I think that's really nice. Another one that's kind of annoying, it's a little bit infuriating, actually. So, George Zimmerman, we all know him, right? Trayvon Martin's killer.
Yeah.
He had the audacity, really, to put the gun he used to shoot Trayvon up for auction on an auctioning website.
My goodness. Has it sold yet?
And so, you know, people were bidding on it. It got up to, like, millions of dollars, and then the auction site took it down because people were like, seriously? Like, why would you let this be sold here? So,
do you think it would have been different if he had been convicted and someone happened to have gotten a hold of the gun and auctioned it off?
I think it's the same thing. Yeah, I know.
Because, I mean, is the crime that he's monetizing it, or is the crime that this killed a young boy? I mean, obviously he killed a young boy, and that is a crime in and of itself. But is the appalling part the fact that he's trying to make money off of it? Mm-hmm. But if he were behind bars, he couldn't make money off of it. So it's almost like you're selling memorabilia on a murder case.
I mean, I guess, like, I know that there's the gun that was used to kill, like, assassinate people.
Like, you know, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, those are for sale, and I don't know.
That was years ago, and so he's. I mean,
but you know, George Zimmerman. Ever since it's happened, like, he's not really shown any remorse. So I don't. It's like a very big slap in the face. I think that whole thing. So I
good on the company for taking it down.
Yeah, and so I have good news about Orlando.
What's going on?
And so I need all of you guys to keep your fingers crossed because this would be like Christmas for me if it happens. So Orlando is building a new stadium for the soccer team.
Oh, okay.
And so it should be done, I think, this coming fall or spring. Mm-hmm. So Orlando's putting a bid to get the Pro Bowl here.
Oh, okay.
So the Pro Bowl is like NFL, of course, mm-hmm. and so it's like the best of the best. They come. And they usually do it in, like, Hawaii, but now they've been going to more hotter climates. Mm-hmm. And so it'd be so freaking awesome if they came to Orlando. I'm like, stop the press because we will go. I will go to this game.
I'm telling you, I said it several episodes ago. I will not be surprised if in the next couple of decades, Orlando is bidding to get the Olympics here. I just feel that we have a lot of undeveloped space, which we can build mm-hmm. into and create infrastructure and create stadiums that are needed. And we have already so many other stadiums that are available. I could just see it happening. I could see it happening.
So I was watching the news and we both, like, Leo and I were just like, what? Pro Bowl here? No way.
To me, it means nothing. I'm like, oh, the Pro Bowl, that's like, fantastic.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. And then
you have a lot today.
One more and then we'll do your, I know you guys are anticipating rumor.
Now I have to, like, make it really big.
So TSA, so if you guys are all traveling, I know it's peak season now for travel, flying especially. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a lot of time. I would even say more than the usual 2 hours because there's a shortage in employees working for TSA, so the lines have been super long.
That's crazy.
And there's been thousands of people getting left behind. They missed their flights. So.
I would assume that if enough people are being left behind, the plane won't leave, but...
I mean, we're gonna, like, that's true, but I think they're probably
so
just
spread
people
out, yeah.
from different flights, so it's like, they'll probably just call them, they're not there, mm-hmm. and they haven't really been checked, they haven't gone through the whole security process yet.
Yeah, I'm sure they can find a way, like, oh, they should already be on
their way. Yeah, so they're all mm-hmm. getting, you know, you get put on another plane, mm-hmm. but it kind of throws a wrench in your plans if you get left behind. I don't, you know, I've been left behind in the airport and that is terrible.
Yeah, I was left behind. We had to divert ourselves from going into Houston to fly out to Nicaragua, and they flew us into Louisiana because of a storm. Yeah, no. And we missed our connecting flight to Nicaragua. We got there at 11 p.m. Our luggage came the next day. It was just a mess. In a third world country, it was not fun.
Flying, I feel like flying used to be so reliable.
It used to be reliable and glamorous, and now it's like...
And now it's almost like you never know. Like, one time I got to, like, had to change my flight because it didn't fly out. And then they were like, okay, we're waiting for the next plane to come. That's the one that's going to take you. And then when the pilot got there, he had maxed out on his flight time. So they were like, oh, he can't fly. I'm like, wouldn't you know that when, like, wouldn't you know his log? Like, he didn't just switch mid-air, like. And so then it was like, at this time, it was like 11. I had to call. I was here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Lil, come back and get me because I'm not leaving, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I can, not fun to be
stuck in that. Yeah, and with, you know, with vacations coming up, just be aware.
So please take, you know, give yourself plenty of time.
So, now that we've worked up to my minor piece of gossip, it's not that big, stop, no drum roll.
Drum roll.
A couple weeks ago, we talked, and she recorded for the podcast, my reaction when you showed me the picture of Lil' Kim, and how she looks like a completely different person. She lightened her skin, lightened her hair, changed the entire shape of her face, is wearing lighter colored contacts. Yeah. She just looks like
She's a different person.
So, if you haven't already, then just Google Lil' Kim's new face or whatever you want to Google.
Oh, we promised to post that. We should probably do that.
Yeah,
sorry.
Let's go ahead and put a picture of it so you guys can see. Well, on more Lil' Kim news, she actually is foreclosing on her $3 million mansion.
Whoa.
So, if you didn't know, she has a mansion in New Jersey that she bought back in 2002. And mortgage payments were close to $10,000 a month, about $9,935. And so... $10,000 a month. We jokingly said she spent all that money on her surgery.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, what else is she making money on?
2002, so 14 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of money. And it had like a $1.4 million mortgage. So she must have put some money down, or $1.6 million mortgage. So she must have put some money down and then was making payments on the rest.
Yeah, it's a sad, it's a hard pill to swallow when you see like people who should have money, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she's a celebrity,
yeah,
that going through, like, I don't know, layman's problems, like, you know, the going through foreclosure, which, but you probably think you wouldn't have to deal with that, but they don't know how to save their money and they waste it on whatever she did to her face, because my goodness, that was probably the rest of the $2 million on her surgeries for sure.
It's just one of those things where it's like, you can never be sure. Like, let's look at Steph Curry, and we're thinking that he'll never, or we're hoping he'll never fall from grace and he'll be able to retire and just be secured, him and his family. But today we're talking about him being MVP, and in 10 years, he could be foreclosing on his house.
Yeah, you never know.
You just never do. And so you wonder, like, when people get into these huge, costly investments, do they plan it out? Do they just not have the right team around them to counsel them?
Yeah, I think it's a mix of a lot. It's like new money for most of them. And so with new money, it's like you don't know. I mean, it's like anybody. Like, do you remember when you first got a job and you got your first check?
Oh,
and you're
God.
Just like, I'm going to have so much money. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I went and that Christmas I bought everyone presents.
Yeah.
And it was like... And so I can understand what that feels like. And my check was like $200 or something, you know.
But even now, like, if you were to get a raise, you're like, look at all this extra money. And then in a year, you're like, man, I could really use a raise.
Yeah. So I can't imagine a check like they get, like, thousands of dollars.
That'd be crazy.
You know, that's just insane.
So that was my rumor rundown contribution.
Thank you. It was a great one.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the guests thought so after all that anticipation. If you guys have anything else that you've noticed or you want us to follow, don't forget to let us know, of course, through our social media sites, which we'll be announcing later as well.
You know us. We love rumors.
Indeed.
So we're all about it. So our topic today.
It kind of goes off of your TSA rumor.
Yeah, it does.
Because it is the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us are going on vacation.
Summer.
Do you have any vacation plans?
We have plans.
We do.
We're going on a cruise. I'm so excited.
I know. We're going on a family cruise. So it's going to be several of us, just like a little crew. And I am over the top excited. Yeah. I'm literally looking forward to this like crazy. Before then, we're going in the late summertime. Mm-hmm. Before then, I'm actually in the next 3.5 weeks or so, I'm going to the Dominican Republic.
Oh, nice. Back to the homeland?
Back to the motherland. It's been 17 years, if you can believe it.
Wow. And I think it's been...
Yes, I was a child when I went.
I'm going to say it's been, like, maybe the same for... I haven't been back since I was, like, 9, maybe?
I had no need to because all my family's here now.
Oh, no, I lie. I went when I was 18.
Okay. And my sister got married there, and my mom and my two sisters went for that wedding. But mm-hmm. me and my brother were in high school, so we couldn't go. My dad stayed here with us. But now I get to go. We don't have much family left, so we're just going to stay at a resort, but I'm really excited. But my hope... Of course, mm-hmm. is that this vacation is wonderful and that mm-hmm. everything goes smoothly. Same goes with our cruise.
Yeah, make sure you go to the airport like 5 hours in advance because it's international.
And a lot of people would probably say that having that TSA experience has made it one of the worst vacations.
Yeah.
So do you have an experience that you can share, Wilkes, that is your worst vacation experience?
My worst? I have a couple bad ones.
Oh, goodness.
But my worst, I would say, so my mom's always been afraid of flying. Mm-hmm. So all of our cruises have been, all of our vacations have been cruises. So when I was little, like, we would go on cruises, whatever, and I would love them. I mean, I still love them. We're going on a cruise now. But So I remember one cruise, it was my parents' anniversary, like, it was their anniversary cruise. And so... my mom and dad like left me by the pool and they were like, okay, we're gonna go have lunch and we'll come back and bring you food. And I was like, okay. So I was just swimming in the pool.
How old were you?
I remember I was in second grade.
Oh my goodness, you're a little girl.
I was in second grade and they left me in the pool. And so I was getting out, but, like, the pools on cruises, I think they've changed for the most part because they have, like, a little area where it's, like maybe a foot of water, but it's, like, tile. Mm-hmm. And then it's, like, the stairs to get into the deeper pool.
It's probably, like, a foot cleaner.
So it's, like, yeah, that and, like, where little kids play. So I was getting out of the pool and I, like, got off of the metal stairs and I slipped on the tile. And, like, I fell back. And as I fell back, like, I hit my face on the stair, like, the metal railing. And, like, I bit down on my lip. So, like, I chipped my tooth and I busted my lip. Yeah. And so I didn't realize what was happening. And so, like, I got out of the pool, like, you know, panicking. And I'm, like... I'm seeing all this blood, and I'm like, oh, crap. So, like, I get out, and, like, there's, like, a lady. I remember there was, like, a little, like, an old lady on her lounge chair, and she was like, oh, honey, honey. And, like, she just gave me, like, two napkins and was like, go find your mom. And I was like, okay. So I'm, like, taking this, like, napkin, and, like, by the time, you know, I put it on, and it's soaked through already. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, running. I ran to the bed, our room. I just made it to the room before my parents were, like, they were opening the door to leave when I was at the door.
Oh, you got lucky.
Yeah, and, like, my mom passed out. Like,
she really passed
out. She, like, hit the ground. She was like, oh, my God. And, you know, like, passed out. My dad is like, oh, my God, get out the way, you know? He's, like, grabs me and is, like, takes me to the bathroom, washes, rinses me off. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, let's take you to the... medical cert. So we like went down to the, like the first floors where the medics are, and so we were at sea, so we went down there. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, they don't have a dentist, they don't have anything, they have like a nurse and like a whatever general practitioner. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, okay, we're gonna have to do stitches. Ooh. And maybe they'll drain the pool and find your tooth. And I was like, oh, well, probably not.
At second grade, you're like, nope, that's a goner.
That's gone. And it's my front tooth, so it had already fallen out. So it was like my grown tooth already. So like they gave me stitches on the bow. And the one thing about cruising, and we learned that there, is that insurance does not cover anything in the sea, like at sea. So we had to pay out of pocket. So I remember, like, my dad, like, my parents would always joke, like, that was the most expensive anniversary we've ever had, ever.
Like, that was the well, most that's like expensive. Ever leaving you at the pool.
But then it turned around, because then I was, like, I was known throughout the boat as, like, the little girl who got hurt. So, yeah. Like, all the little stores, like, we'd get to our room at night, and, like, we'd have, like, little care packages.
So it was a pretty big injury.
Yeah, it was, like, you know, the first... Everyone saw me. There was, like, it was a sea day. Mm-hmm. So most people are by the pool.
Yeah.
On sea days. I didn't know what to do. Like, I walked out, the old lady, like, the little lady, she helped me. And then she was like, go find your mom. You know, there's no lifeguards on duty mm-hmm. on the boat.
And back then, it wasn't rare to have your child on their own.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you'll be like, what were you thinking? But back then, you're almost like, okay, you play out in the street by yourself.
Yeah, so it wasn't like, and it was rare. I'm mm-hmm. telling you, like, my mom, after that, she would kick herself because even me, when she said, okay, we're going to leave you here, I was like, what? Like, I was like, me here? Okay, yeah. Sure. Because she would never, like, you know, leave me by the pool. Or sometimes with my hair was really long, mm-hmm. she would almost say, like, don't get in the pool so we don't have to, like, you know, blow dry it all the way again. Mm-hmm.
She was being really lenient with
you. Yeah, so that day, and then she was like, no. But, like, the rest of the cruise, I had to, like, eat with a straw. So I had just soup, and then it was bad. Then yeah. I got back, and then I had a really big lip and stitches, and my tooth was chipped, and... It was bad, but that was maybe my worst experience on a boat. But I still love cruising. That's not like, deterred me. I mean, I love to cruise. It's something about it. It's the easiest vacation. Mm-hmm. Except just be careful with the pool.
Yes.
Because they really still do. Like, the last boat we went on, it did still have, like, the tile. And I'm like, does no one think that this is not safe? Like, tile gets... Slippery.
So slippery.
Yeah.
Even as adults, like, we're not as nimble. We don't get right back up like kids do. I'm back.
I think it was, like, the adrenaline. Like, I fell, and I was like, oh, you know, shook mm-hmm. it off. And then it was, like, a rush, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm mm-hmm. bleeding.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your mom must have seen you covered in blood down to your chest.
Yeah, because I had the little tissue.
For her to, like, pass out.
But like, she was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And my dad, you know, my dad's always been the, like...
The level-headed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like, the calm, and he was in the army, so he, like, dealt with all that stuff. And so he, like, saw me, put my mom on the bed, like, you know, was like, down. Go there. Don't look over here. Because then she, like, woke up, and she was like, damn it. Like, let me see. And my dad was like... Don't come over here. Mm-hmm. So, like, my dad was the one who was in the room when they were stitching me up. And then my mom was just like, are you okay?
Oh, you know? From around the corner.
Whispering in. And my dad was like, she's okay. Yeah, yeah. But no, but because I was young, so yeah. I did like it because I did get some perks out of it afterwards.
I don't think it made up for the money your parents had.
It was definitely not worth it. No. They're like, this is the most expensive anniversary and cruise we've ever taken ever.
You know, for two people who really love cruises, both of our stories happened on a cruise. Mm. And I think that part of what makes it the worst is that the variables are so limited. Like, you have very little options. Mm-hmm. So I have a back injury from, I have like a herniated disc, and I was taking medication that was like an anti-inflammatory. And so, you know, you just take it and you never think it's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
So we went to the Bahamas and we were with my friends and we were out all night long. And in the Bahamas, which everybody knows, everyone in the world who's gone to the Bahamas has gone to the Senior Frogs.
Yeah.
That's there in the Bahamas. So we were like outside dancing until like 3 a.m. We get back on the ship. We have like some of that unlimited ice cream. It's like 5:00 by this point. And my friends and I are like, okay, let's go to bed. We have a few hours till we have to be up. So I was like, you know what? I've been walking around all day. That was the day that we landed. So, of course, you're out on the island. And then we're dancing and having a great time. Let me take some medication because I know I'm going to wake up with a really bad backache. So I wake up. And by this point, the ship was supposed to leave at like 6. And we're back in bed by like 4:30 or 5. And by this point, I just knock out right away. I wake up about an hour and a half later, and I have, like, cramps. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, already? And so then I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just lie down and sleep it out. Like, usually I don't get it this bad, but whatever. And so I stand up because it's getting worse and worse. And then I'm like, oh my God. And I was sharing a bed with my best friend and two other friends that were in our cabin. And I'm like, oh my God, wake up, wake up. And we're like, oh God, what's happening? And I'm like, I'm literally, it feels like someone is ripping into my abdomen. And oh my God. It was horrifyingly bad pain. And then of course I feel a pain shoot up into my chest. And I'm like, this is it. I'm dying. I'm having a heart attack.
This is where I die.
This is how it ends. And I'm thinking to myself, because we used to leave the window open so that the sun would wake us up and we wouldn't miss our day. That's why we like we didn't like internal rooms for that reason. So I'm looking out the window. I notice we're already in like at sea. We're on our way back. And I'm like, my parents are going to have to fly out to the Bahamas to either visit me at the hospital or bury me and carry my corpse back to America. God. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm literally screaming. Like, people say writhing in pain. I was writhing in pain. Like, my legs are kicking everywhere. And then I was just like, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this. And my best friend calls my sister, who was in another cabin. They bring a wheelchair. And I'm like delirious. And, you know, you're sleeping. You're not necessarily in your most appropriate clothing. Yeah. And so my friend, an angel that she is, she throws a robe on top of me because I was so cold. And I started feeling chest pains. And I'm like, I'm having a heart attack. I'm going to die. So my sister, she comes into the room and she's like, oh my God, what's happening? And I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know. I think my appendix burst. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, yeah, that would have been that.
That would have explained logical, it, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking, this is my appendix burst. I'm getting poisoned by my own body or something. And I look up at the nurse and the guy who's pushing me in the chair, and he looks at my friend and he kind of goes like this, and like, and the symbol is kind of like, was she drinking? Like, he kind of like waves his hand in his face, like, is she drunk? Is this what's going on? And she's like, no, because we went with like a church group. And she's like, we're part of the church group. So stupid. And then I'm like, what is happening? Oh my God. And my sister's holding my hand. I didn't even think about it. I threw up all over my robe. I was just like, you lose all self-control when you're in that. I'm like, this is how I'm gonna die.
Right.
They take me to the nurse. They're like, you have to get up. So I get up and I throw myself in a bed without realizing it was on casters. So I'm like rolling in the bed and I hit the other wall and I was just flipping out. And I'm not really good under pressure, clearly. So then my sister comes and she's like, calm down. You have to calm down. And they gave me like a nausea medication and they gave me something for the pain. And that worked like instantly. Like, you could feel the pain leaving. And I just really didn't find out what it was right away.
Yeah.
So then 2 weeks later, the same thing happens. I'm at work and I'm feeling this tingly sensation. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting the same pain from the cruise. I come to find out my medication has side effects where it eats away the lining of your intestine.
Oh,
so my doctor's like, stop taking it right away. So I stopped taking it. And I'm like, I'd much rather deal with occasional backache versus that.
Did you get a big bill like my parents did?
Yes, for two shots. And then I was like, I just need to stay in the bed for a little longer to my sister. And my sister's like, get up right now. They charge you like $150 an hour. And I'm like, oh, we're leaving. And I just like knocked out for the rest of the day. The medication they gave me was so strong. I couldn't even enjoy the day that we had at sea, which was the captain's dinner that night.
Yeah.
And we had like our special event because we went with a huge conference. And I was just, in all the pictures, if you see me in the background, I look super dazed. Everyone's talking and I'm like looking off into the distance. It was horrible. And it was supposed to be like the best experience with my best friends. My brother and my sister was supposed to be wonderful. My first cruise. And then this happens. But the next time I went, I just stopped taking that medication because it was so bad. And and you're right, everything's upcharged.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents asked the same thing. Can't the insurance pay you back?
No.
Nope, they cannot.
Maritime laws are very different.
It was so horrifying. And honestly, like, if you could have gone to, like, a clinic, you would have been feeling better and you're good. But it was just, I don't know, it was so horrible. But other than that, I still had a good time. It was just an unfortunate situation that happened.
Yeah.
And I had taken the medication before.
I mean, at the end of the day, you have a good story.
This is true because I've told it to several people.
So it's like, you might, at the moment, it was probably, you know,
and I like to say the scary chest pain.
And like, you're thinking, no, I ruined it for everyone else. Because you really always think about who you're with. Like, you don't ever think guilt about yourself. Mm-hmm. You're just like, I feel so bad for like I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't mean it. Obviously, you know, I didn't plan to fall.
Were your brother and sister with you?
No.
Oh, so they were stuck, like, taking care of you on their anniversary as well. Yeah.
So it was, like, I was pretty, like, I was able, and I got in the, like, I didn't let it stop me to do anything. But it was, like, hard the first day after because I was still swollen and, like, I couldn't eat. And so, yeah, no, that was that was bad. But it's funny because most of my bad experience, like, I've never had a experience where I'm not sick. I think that's usually what makes me, like, when the last time I went to DR, mm-hmm. I had pink eye, and the pink eye was so bad, it, like, went to my ear.
What?
And I got pink ear infection.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I got an ear infection, like, literally, like, 2 days before we were going to fly, so my pink eye had, like, gone away, because they were going to let me fly. So then I was, like, panicking that I was going to go deaf, like, my ears were going to pop, and, like, I already have an ear infection. Oh, my God, I'm not going to hear anything.
Could that happen?
I was scared. I was, like, irrationally afraid of it. Like, I went and bought earplanes. Like, there's these earplugs mm-hmm. that are meant to not have, like, they work. Like, if any of you guys are flying, go buy earplanes. They are the best. Like, they prevent, you just put them in, like, a half hour in before takeoff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could take them off once you hit altitude. And then put them in a half an hour before landing. And your ears don't pop ever.
So what's the whole, what's the idea behind it? Does it, like, open up your ear canal? Or?
It, like, it's, like, a pressure thing. So it's, like, a little tube. It looks like a swim tube. Like, if you go swimming and you put earplugs in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got, like, a little hole at the tip. So it, like, lets air out. Oh. But, like, you never feel the popping ever. Mm-hmm.
The popping doesn't bother me too much. I just kind of, I mean, I feel it and I get it, oh, but it never stays with me too bad.
It stays with me the whole time. And then
I feel like I can equalize really nice, really easily.
And not me. Because I used to have, I had, like, you know, the tubes in my ears, and I've always had ear infections, so.
My brother was the same way.
So I'm, like, really scared about anything. When I get ear infections, I'm like, oh, my God.
This is it.
Yeah, like, this is it. I'm not going to hear. Like, on my left ear, I can't hear that well because I got a really bad infection. And it, like, popped my eardrum.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so I'm like, huh, what? And Leo hates it because I'm always like, what did you say?
You're speaking into my deaf ear.
He's like, turn. I just said it 10 times.
I wanted to clarify, my chest pain was because I gave myself a panic attack.
I'm sure. What about how freaking
crazy
out.
I was acting?
There's one thing to be getting sick on land, but to get sick at sea
because like you said,
it's really scary because you're in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Then you got to think, oh my God, they're going to have to heliport, you know, like bring a helicopter, because I've been on boats that have done that.
Me too.
And so I'm just, like, thinking, like, you're thinking the worst. Like, oh, my God, where the heck am I going to go? I don't know anything. Like, at least you were in Bahamas. But sometimes, you know.
You could be anywhere.
Anywhere, Labadee, where they don't, I don't know, anything there.
But to me, I was like, I think we're closer to the Bahamas than Florida. If they airlift me out of here, it's going to be to the Bahamas, and my parents are going to have to buy a flight. Who's going to pay for these tickets? Who's going to come with them because of the language barrier? And these are, like you said, you feel guilt about the people that are with you when it happens to you. And, you know, other experiences that I've had that haven't been pleasant are more like one person had a bad attitude, like maybe like a host or, you know, some sort of drama, you know, popped off in the group.
That's true.
But this one was more like a medical crisis, and you're just like, I'm sorry to have inconvenienced you with my
health. I know, you always feel worried, like, I'm sorry, and then people are just like, you're apologizing for getting sick, come on. But, like, I don't know, that's funny.
Yeah, but I still love cruising, and I just don't take that medication anymore.
I definitely recommend cruising to everyone.
It's just the one way that you can make sure everything's paid for up front. You don't have to think about what you're going to eat every day, where you're going to go, what you're going
to
do.
You don't have to worry about booking, you know, hotels, car services. Oh, we got to hit this. Like, no, easy breezy. Just go with the flow.
Yeah. In some cases, vacationing without a cruise could be cheaper, but I feel like you do less and you see less. In order for you to spend less than what you spend on a cruise, you'll have to stay inland. You'll have to stay, you know, local probably. Because hotels can run like $100 a night.
You know, I know a lot of people get discouraged by cruises because you're only at a certain place for, like, let's say 10 hours max.
But what else do you want to do?
Like, but it's true. Like, I guess there's some places, but, like, I did the European cruise, and sometimes you feel like, you know, 5 hours in Italy is not enough. Like, you need a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. But there's, like, when you go to an island, 2 hours is enough. Like, go to the beach or do something local, and then you're like, all right, I'm ready to go back. You know, like,
yeah, because what you can, I mean, if you were staying at the Bahamas, you can get really into, like, the history, and if you go during Carnival, then you can, like, go and see.
Sure.
But during the cruise, you just, and even if you go on a week's vacation, like, it's, you don't, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is not to offend anyone who comes from the islands, but it's almost like, once you've seen one, you've pretty much seen a lot of them, because they're all very similar, even though culture varies.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's just... I think it's such a great way. Sometimes what you do for vacation is not just to see a place. It's just to be away from your house.
Yeah. And you know what I love about cruises is you unplug. Mm-hmm. And, like, you really unplug.
You have to.
Like, your phone, you'll get charged, you know, roaming charges. I did that mistake once. That was not pretty. You know, you really get to unplug. And, like, I even forget. I have a, like, we put it in the safe as soon as we get in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, forget about it, and I'm like, oh yeah, I probably should bring my phone to take pictures, but then we have the camera, so now I'll leave it, like, I don't even want to take it out. So I do love that about cruising.
Yeah, I would bring it mostly for the cameras, but you remind me, that's one of those things where I'll have to look into, like, purchasing a small porch or something that you can just throw your camera in and not have to worry about it. Well, my camera is my phone at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just love it. And one of the cruises I really want to take is one to Alaska.
Me too.
I think that'd be amazing. But you have to fly out of California, very likely.
Yeah, or some you have to fly to Alaska.
Fly to Alaska.
And you could leave from Alaska some. But, like, they'll leave you somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I would just imagine. I mean, I would love to do a Mediterranean. I had a friend who did it. They flew over there. They did a Mediterranean cruise. Yeah. But, yeah, I would love it.
Alaska is my dream one. Because I'm a different person on a cruise. Like, I walk on the boat, and, like, I'm already tired. Like, I'm so relaxed that I'm like, I could take a nap. My mom makes fun of me because I'll just look at her, and I'll be like,
it's time.
I'm taking a nap. And she's like, already? My God. Okay.
Well, you know what? Like, the one that I'm going in 3.5 weeks, we're going to the resort. My sister's like, we're going to wake up really early. We have to reserve our beach chairs out by the pool. And, you know, in DR, in Dominican Republic, the resorts, for the most part, are all inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're literally wearing a bathing suit and a dress, and you're just eating all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that sounds fantastic. But if I get exhausted, I'm going to the room. And if that's what my vacation is, then that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
If my vacation means I can just nap at random times of the day, I'm doing it.
That's what I love about vacation. Like, for a honeymoon, like, he'd go to, like, the casino, and I'd be like, yeah, that's a great idea. I'm going to go take a nap.
That's wonderful. You get to do that by yourself.
Yeah, go, bye. Have fun. Big money. I'm going to take a nap.
Get me a pair of shoes. And I don't know. Your vacation has to be, a lot of people exhaust themselves to the point where, as the saying goes, you need a vacation after your vacation.
Yeah.
But your vacation is meant to relax. It's different if you're going on a vacation specifically for exploration purposes. But for me, it's relaxation.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll see one show or here, but I'm not going to run myself to the bone.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not about it. Like, you want to do this, I'm not going to have to be next to you the whole time. Yeah. I'll go ahead and do that. I don't know. That's how I see vacations.
But I do love a vacation.
I can't wait for the summer.
Hey, Dominicana listeners, before our dumb moments, we have some new updates for you. So for all our Android users, you can now find us on Google Play and Stitcher.
Don't forget, you can still connect with us through our normal social media sites. We are on Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest as @Dominicana. We also are on Google Plus communities, and you can find us on Facebook. You can email us, DominicanaPodcast@gmail.com, or you can tune in through your computer at our website, Dominicana.net.
So, Benzi, our favorite moment of the show, our dumb moments.
Yes.
What's yours?
My dumb moment will be, it's very likely that something is going to happen on a vacation, from a, you know, from an injured toenail to a huge medical emergency. So preparedness is key. You know, it's always great to be spontaneous, but a first aid kit never hurt nobody. If anything, it helps. You know, just think about the fact that you might be with children. You might be with people who are prone to seasickness or who are clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
So familiarize yourself with, you know, at least, okay, I know that there's a hospital within 10 miles from here. Or if you're on a ship, okay, I know that the infirmary is on the bottom floor.
Mm-hmm.
Just get familiarized, because these things can be inevitable. Just, you know, hope for the best and prepare for the worst, because you never know, especially when you're feeling so much more carefree and, like, you know what? Yes, I am going
to
go hang gliding.
Yeah, you know? Do.
So what happens is you just open yourself up to more fun, but potentially more risk. So just be ready for it.
Yeah.
How about yours?
I think to piggyback off of that, my dumb moment would be like, okay, so if something does happen and it's a little blip in the in your vacation in a little rough patch, I think don't let it ruin the trip for you or for whoever you're with. You know, at the very least, it'll be a good story. It'll be a fun time after, you know.
I mean, once everybody felt better, my story was hysterical. Yeah. Once I was over it, I was like, you know what? That was hilarious.
I think it's really easy to harp on things or, like, say, like, oh, it was fun, but this mm-hmm. happened. And just be like, you know, this happened, but we still had fun. Like, it should be that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you guys have any horrible or unfortunate vacation stories, share them with us. If you have any plans for the summer that you guys are really excited about, share them with us. As you guys heard, just connect with us on our social media sites. We love to hear from you. And as always, this show is made for you based on your suggestions. So thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.